Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to get into the motivations, you know, what really drives people to join the Lions Clubs International.
Right, that global service organization. They do a lot in communities, humanitarian stuff.
Exactly. And we've got some really interesting personal stories here. They're from the first episode of a podcast called Why We Serve, Real Stories from Lions.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
This episode was titled Why I Joined the Lions. And it features three people, quite different backgrounds, sharing their own experiences.
Okay, interesting. So who are we hearing from?
Well, there's Alex, who's a young marketing professional. Then Linda, she joined after retiring.
Right.
And John, who's been a member for, well, decades.
A real mix then. So the goal here is what to kind of unpack why they signed up, what makes them give their time and effort.
Yeah, exactly. We want to try and understand those core reasons, see if there are common threads about, you know, that call to serve.
Makes sense. Where should we start? Alex.
Let's start with Alex. 28 years old, working in marketing, got involved after volunteering at a food drive run by the Lions.
Okay. So that first contact, that food drive, sounds like it was pretty important, more than just like a one-time thing.
Seems like it. Your point about that initial experience is really key. Alex's story, I think, taps into something a lot of younger adults feel.
Mm, like what?
That feeling after university, maybe feeling a bit, well, lost, wanting to do something more than just, you know, giving money.
Right. The quote you mentioned was, I didn't just want to donate money. I wanted to do something. That really hits home, doesn't it?
It does. It points to needing that active, hands-on involvement, making a real, tangible difference you can actually see.
Yeah, getting your hands dirty, so to speak.
But it wasn't only about the action itself, was it? There was more to it for Alex.
Right. Alex mentioned mentors, too. Finding people in the club to learn from, picking up leadership skills along the way.
So it offered personal growth opportunities, not just service projects.
Absolutely. And that's fascinating, isn't it? Lions wasn't just a place to do good things. It was also a place to, well, grow.
Yeah. Alex said, joining Lions gave me direction and a place where I felt I belonged.
Direction and belonging. That's powerful stuff, especially maybe when you're figuring things out early in your career.
Definitely seems like a big draw for younger members, that combination of purpose, community, and skill building.
Okay, so that's Alex finding direction, finding a place.
Mm-hmm. Now let's shift gears. From that young professional perspective to someone at the other end of their career, Linda.
The retired nurse, right? 40 years in healthcare, that's a lot of experience.
It is. And her story about joining Lions after retiring, it's quite something.
Yeah, I can imagine after a career like nursing, that desire to help people doesn't just, you know, switch off when you retire.
Exactly. She missed that fulfillment, that feeling of making a difference.
So how did she actually connect with the Lions? Was it a long search?
Surprisingly simple, actually. She just saw a local club collecting eyeglasses.
Ah, one of their classic projects.
Right. And she just walked up and asked, can I help? That was it.
Wow. Just like that. It shows how accessible it can be sometimes. No big formal process needed initially.
True. And she didn't just dip her toe in. Linda got really involved, especially with things like eye screening, health initiatives.
Makes sense, given her background.
Yeah.
Using those nursing skills in a new way.
It seems like a perfect fit. She even called it her, but what was the phrase?
Her second career one that fills my heart, not just my time.
That's the one, fills her heart. That really says something about finding meaning beyond just staying busy in retirement.
It really does. And it's interesting, isn't it? Both Alex kind of starting out looking for direction.
Yeah.
And Linda finishing a long career, but still wanting to contribute meaningfully. They both found purpose there.
It really speaks to how the organization maybe meets different needs at different life stages.
Hmm, definitely.
Okay, so our third perspective is John. He's the veteran member over 30 years with the Lions.
3 decades. That's serious commitment. And his involvement started as a family thing.
Yeah, a tradition with his father. That adds another layer, doesn't it? The idea of legacy.
It really does. It makes you think about how values get passed down, service being one of them.
And he must have seen a lot of changes in the organization over 30 years.
Oh, for sure. Think about how much the world has changed in that time. How Lions operates must have evolved, too.
So what keeps someone like John engaged for so long through all those changes?
Well, he had that great line, new people, new ideas, same heart.
Ah, right. So the methods might change, the faces might change, but the core mission.
The heart of it, yeah. That stays constant. That seems to be the anchor for him.
It suggests that the fundamental value of service itself is pretty enduring.
Mm-hmm. John also said, service is the one constant that never goes out of style.
That really gets to the core of it, I think. That basic human need to connect, to contribute, it doesn't really shade away.
Doesn't matter the generation or what else is going on.
So if we pull these three stories together, Alex looking for purpose after uni, Linda finding a new way to serve in retirement, John carrying on a legacy.
Different paths, different starting points.
But the common thread is definitely that deep drive to make a difference. For others, yes, but also within their own community.
Exactly. Whether you're looking for belonging or a way to use your skills or just living out your values, it seems Lions provides that that space where passion meets action.
It does seem that way. And, for anyone listening, if these stories resonate, if you're thinking about getting more involved yourself, the original podcast mentioned checking out their website. It's www.lions.org.nz for New Zealand, but obviously there are clubs worldwide.
Right, or maybe going to a local meeting, talking to someone who's already a member.
Yeah, it sounds like there are ways in if you feel that pull toward service, like Alex or Linda or John did.
Definitely. And maybe the final thought for you listening is thinking about these stories. Alex's search, Linda's second career, John's long commitment.
Yeah.
Where in your own life could you maybe find ways to connect your own passions with making those kinds of meaningful contributions, building those connections in your community, something to think about?